So many times when we talk with Kim, he talks about what is needed for the good crop. Kim, what are we looking for in the 2017 crop?
What we've got to have in 2017 is test weight and protein. What we've got in the bin now, we averaged 11.2 this past year. The year before we had protein, but it was, you know, 55, 56 pound test weight. Those are lacking in the wheat. What the millers need is around 11.5, 11.6. We got to have 12% protein for exports. So what we got to have for 17 is we need a 60 plus test weight wheat, and we need 14% if we can get it protein. The higher the protein, the higher the test weight, the more valuable that crop's going to be.
So let's, where are we at on protein premiums right now?
Right now, if you look at the Kansas City protein basis for 11.2 protein, which was our average this last year, it's 55 cent premium. If you look at the 14% protein, which I've talked to a couple farmers this week that said they had 14 wheat, it's a $1.60 basis for protein wheat. That's a $1.05 spread between 11.2 and 14. So there's some money to be made there for producing protein wheat, and there's no reason to change the demand for that. In other words, when we get into June of 17, the market is going to need protein and test weight.
So whenever I take my wheat to the elevator, it's blended and all that, how can I be guaranteed that I'll get that premium?
Well, you're not going to be guaranteed, and the elevator really can't pay that premium, especially at harvest, because they don't know what the premium's going to be. You look, go back to the 15 crop where we had high protein. On July the 2nd, 11.2 was 90 cents, 14% protein was $1.22. You got out to August the 28th, that 11.2 had dropped from 90 to 55 cents, and the 14 protein down to 67 cents, and only a 12 cent spread there. They didn't need protein, there was no protein premium. So elevators, as they get it in and commingle it, they don't know what that premium is going to be, therefore they can't pay it. Now, if an area has protein, the market will try to buy that wheat out of that elevator, and that'll increase that basis. So they will receive a premium. It's just not called that.
Would it be worth building bins like this on my land and storing my wheat?
If you want to merchandise that wheat and you're relatively good at it, I think it can pay, but it's going to take work because it costs to build these bins. And the biggest deal is maintaining that quality of the product once it gets in the bin, because, I mean, insects, moisture, heat, there's all kinds of things going on that will lower the quality of that wheat. And all you got to do is lose one bin, and it's going to take all the profit from storing the wheat for this year and maybe other years.
Okay, thank you much, Kim. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.